Okay, so this is a thought emotion diffusion exercise. And I'll explain what the exercise is in a moment. But what I'd like you to do at first is to just let yourself get centered, grounded into this moment. And so we'll use our breath and the focus on our breath to help us get grounded into this moment, to let go of the moment past, anything that went on earlier in the day, anything that's to come, and to just experience this moment as it is. So following your breath all the way in, and if you feel comfortable, you can close your eyes. So following your breath as you breathe in, if you choose to breathe in through your nose, in through your mouth, whatever works for you, just notice that breath moving in, either over, passing over the lips, passing into the nasal passage. Just notice that breath coming all the way in. And as you fill your lungs and your chest with nourishing energy and oxygen, notice the sternum, the rib cage expanding as you fill your lungs. And then whenever you let that breath out in a comfortable, rhythmic, natural way that feels good to you, just notice your whole body just letting go of any tension, tightness, distress. Just breathing out and letting any tension and tightness go. So really doing your best to follow the breath all the way in, the very first contact with your lips or your nose, following it all the way in to the ribs, down to the lower ribs, filling your lungs. And then as you breathe out, following it all the way out, imagining it blowing away, dissipating, disappearing into thin air. You don't need to control your breath in any particular way. Just let it become rhythmic, calm, relaxing, easy. Following the breath in and out. And throughout this exercise, it's natural for the mind to wander, and it may. And if ever it does, when it does, just use the focus on your breath to bring your attention back to the movement of the air in and out of your body. So whenever your mind wanders, just come back to your breath, following the breath all the way in and all the way out. Good. And as you continue to follow your breath, take a moment to imagine yourself sitting next to a cool autumn breeze. Perhaps it's warm, cool, damp around you. But feel yourself, see yourself inside and out of your body, sitting there, still, quiet. And as you gaze at the stream flowing, trickling by, you notice a number of large leaves, different shapes and sizes, floating down past you, drifting along, each at their own pace, one by one. And allow yourself to simply be there for a moment, watching the leaves float by. Our thoughts, our feelings, any external triggers or events, any internal triggers or events, any behavioral urges, are all brief in their occurrence unless we grab hold of them, focus on them, magnify them. Our thoughts pass by us like leaves on the stream. 85,000 or more in a day. Our feelings pass by. What was upsetting and distressing yesterday, 2 hours ago, is less so now. Our thoughts come in waves, our feelings come in waves. They peak and they fall. Just as things other people do or say or don't do and don't say. They come, they peak, they fall. They only stay with us when we focus on them, ruminate, dwell, magnify. So events internal and external only get bigger, more powerful, the more attention we give them. So it makes sense to learn a way to let our experiences, whatever they may be, thoughts, feelings, somatic experiences, internal or external triggers, things we've done, choices we've made, to let them pass us by. And that's what the exercise is all about. Learning to separate, which is what diffusion means, to separate from distressing events, thoughts, feelings, emotions, triggers, internal, external, experiences in our body. Any one of these events, to let them pass us by. To step outside, to look at them, to let them be, and let them pass us by. And with this process, we get perspective. It's human nature to grab onto, focus on, dwell, ruminate on events, whether that event is an emotional experience, a thought, a somatic experience, a behavior, internal, external to us. It's natural human experience to focus on it, to ruminate, and to also minimize, dismiss, magnify, ignore, push it away. However, whatever isn't attended to, or whatever is attended to too much, will fester, will take up more space than it needs and deserves. So it makes sense to learn a new technique, to walk towards these events, thoughts, feelings, somatic experiences, behaviors, triggers, to walk towards these events, to embrace them, see them as they are, not as our mind tells us they are, and to let them pass us by, just like leaves on the stream. Clouds in the sky, cars on the street, to just pass us by. So as you see yourself sitting by the stream, just allow yourself to feel the sensations of being there. With your eyes closed, the flickering of the lights, the movement of the air all around you. Imagining the symphony of sounds all around, moving, changing, never the same. Everything around you is moving, changing, is fluid, moment to moment, as is our thoughts, our feelings, our somatic experiences, events. It's always changing. It may seem the same day in, day out. But as we focus more, attend more, it'll change. Our choices will change all on their own. Our responses will change all on their own as we walk towards distress, events of any kind. So take a moment to bring your awareness to the sounds, sensations all around you as you sit near the stream. feeling your breath, sensing the space all around you. Receive the sensations, the odors, the dancing lights, the warmth, the coolness. Allow the sensations to flow through you freely, not grabbing on, not thinking about them, just experiencing. Listen and pay attention to the moment-to-moment experience, changing, flowing, fluid, alive. Let yourself appreciate this feeling of being in the moment, this awake inner space, noticing moment-to-moment changes. And as mentioned, it's okay if your mind wanders. Whenever, if it does, just come back to your breath, following it in and out of your body, taking as long as you need without judging or criticizing or frustration. Just coming back to your breath as often, as many times. Fully conscious of the duration of each breath, moment to moment. Using your breath as an anchor to focus your attention, bringing you back into the present moment. So when you're ready, I'd like you to gently shift your attention to a situation that was distressing for you, an event where there may have been distressing emotions, thoughts, internal or external triggers, distressing feelings in your body. Gently, directly, but firmly direct your attention there, no matter how bad the discomfort or fear or resistance may be. Notice any strong feelings arising in your body. Allow them to be there as they are, without needing to change them, without needing to make sense of them. Just notice them as they are, not as your mind interprets them to be, not as your mind tells you they are, or tries to make sense of them as they are, but just as they are. Noticing, for example, your thoughts, your feelings, your distress, as if it were a small baby bunny sitting in front of you. Instead of your mind interpreting what the bunny is doing, interpreting what the bunny knows or feels, thinking, just observing the bunny, not making sense of it, as it is, not as your mind tells you it is. So simply hold all the feelings in your body, in mind, in awareness, staying as best you can with the discomfort and breathing with it without the effort to change the discomfort with your breath, just simply opening up to the discomfort and making space for it, accepting it and allowing it to be there, showing yourself compassion. For this is your experience as it is right now. Perhaps not as you'd like it to be, but this is your experience as it is right now. And you may, at some point, notice yourself tensing up, resisting, fighting it, pushing away from noticing all the different components of the experience, the distress, the thoughts, the feelings, how it manifests in your body and where. But just acknowledge that resistance and make some space for the resistance, allowing it to be there as well. Must these feelings, the sensations in your body, be your enemy? Can you look at them, embrace them, accept them as they are in this moment? And as you accept as they are in this moment, they'll change all on their own without your effort. As we walk towards discomfort, sit with it, give it permission to be, it changes all on its own. But in order for that to happen, we need to accept it as it is in this moment. Have it, be there, notice it, own it, let it be. Make room for the distress, the anxiety. Make room for the discomfort, the fear, the sadness, the overwhelm. Make room for the feelings of self-loathing, discontent, frustration, whatever it is you're experiencing. Make room, allow it, let it be there. You need not struggle with these feelings as they are your experience in this moment. And you may repeat to yourself, let me have it and feel what it is I'm feeling, for this is my experience in this moment. Let me have it, let me feel what it is I am feeling, for this is my experience in this moment. Whatever version of that makes sense to you and resonates for you. And as you give permission, notice and let it be, I want you to amplify those feelings. Let them grow stronger. Let the tension, frustration, anxiety, fear, overwhelm grow stronger on its own. It's okay to let it grow stronger on its own. It'll be gone in a few moments. But also in this distressing event, noticing all the many thoughts you were having about it, not criticizing, judging, changing those thoughts, just noticing them as they moved through your head. Notice too what you were believing about you, about the other person, about the situation. Notice what you were wanting. If you could have had a magic wand, what did you want? So notice the thoughts, notice the beliefs, notice the wants, the desires about you, about the other person, about this situation, the past and the future. Notice all of those cognitive processes. And as you continue to bring this situation back to mind, notice all the emotions you are having, putting labels on them, as if you can see those words floating around in your mind. See the words. See them dancing around. Notice too how the thoughts and the emotions manifested in your body. Notice what you felt, where you felt it, how it changed on its own. how it moved, how deep it was, how big it felt. Notice it all. Make space for it. Let it be. Notice what you wanted to do or not do. Sometimes our behaviors, our actions are things we avoid. Sometimes our behaviors, our actions are things we do. So notice what you are doing or not doing. In this moment of distress, notice the triggers too. The triggers internally, the triggers externally. What started the whole event? Notice that as well. Notice where you were, who was there, the sights, the sounds, the smells. It's perfectly okay to let it all come up now. They'll be gone. All these emotions, thoughts, somatic experiences will be gone in a few moments. So as I'm quiet, just bring all the details back to mind again, just letting it be your experience as it is in this moment, without trying to change it, push it away, magnify it, minimize it, dismiss it, ignore it, box it up, act on it. Just notice it all. Notice the distress. Good. So now the diffusion exercise is known by the acronym STOP. S-T-T-O-P. It's a 5-step process. And the 5 steps involved whenever we're triggered, internally, externally, whenever we're distressed. The 5 steps is S stands for stop. T stands to take as many deep breaths as you need so that you can take notice, which is the second T. And the O is to observe what happens as you take notice, as you breathe, as you sit with it. What notice, take notice, observe what happens to the distress as you sit with it. And P is to plan to respond in a way that's both compassionate and kind. Plan to respond in a way that's markedly different than in the past. So the first step is to stop. Whenever we're distressed, it's not human nature to stop. Our tendency is to grab hold of it, magnify it, act on it. Our tendency is to dismiss, minimize, push it aside, ignore it. But either which way we go, whether we ignore or we magnify, the distress festers, gets bigger and bigger. So stopping is the most important first thing to do. It's counterintuitive. It's the opposite to what we naturally do, but it's what works. Stopping instead of ignoring or magnifying. Stopping is the first and most important thing you can do. Then the second thing is to take as many deep breaths as you need, to just make space to allow it to be there. All the experiences and the multi different ways, the feelings, the thoughts, the beliefs, the wants, the desires, the urges, the somatic experiences, the emotions, to stop and to take as many deep breaths as you need so that you can take notice of everything that's experiencing in the moment. Take notice and allow it to be there. Take notice of all the different components of the experience. Make space for it. Give it permission to be there. When we stop, we have the ability to recognize what is happening in the moment, in our body, in our mind, what's happening with the behavioral urges. What are we thinking? What are we believing? What are we wanting so desperately? What are the urges? What are the triggers? What's going on around us? When we stop, we can recognize all of what's happening in that moment. We can become more familiar with all of the components of the experience. When we stop, take deep breaths, take notice, we call upon our natural curiosity to focus inwards. And when we do this, we open up possibilities for change. Change that occurs all on its own because we're doing things differently than we did in the past. We open up the possibility of change. When we take notice of the emotions, label the emotions, we disentangle ourselves from the emotion. And as we label, we strengthen our capacity to become more non-reactive, to observe, to let it be, to accept it as it is. Notice the story we tell ourselves in our mind, our beliefs, our wants, our desires. This story can connect us to how this emotion played a role in the past and in the future. And in a curious way, we can see how so many of our emotions are intertwined with our past, our thoughts about the past, our story about the past, rather than what's actually happening in the moment. Our thoughts can not only be intertwined with the stories of the past, but the stories about the future, about what will happen. So notice the thoughts without dissecting the content of the thoughts. Notice the feelings. Notice the triggers. So stop. Take deep breaths. Take notice. And then the next step is to observe as you just sit with it. Sit with all of the components of the experience. Observe what is happening. Observe how it morphs and changes all on its own as you just simply sit with it and give it permission to be there. And at first, you may observe the thoughts, the emotions are unrelenting, bombarding you, overwhelming. Observe our urge to run away, to react. Observe what is happening inside of ourselves. Observe how you're experiencing it in the moment, in your body. Observe what the feeling, the thoughts want from you, what you want from the other person. And if there's anger, observe what's underneath the anger. Most often when we feel anger, there's a sense of humiliation, powerlessness, a feeling of disrespect, smallness, hopelessness underneath that anger. Notice what emotion lies under the anger. There could be a feeling of real or perceived threat to our safety, a professional threat, sense of our integrity, security, autonomy, power, worthiness. Notice where it's coming from, the past, the future, coming from beliefs, wants or desires, or coming from the experience as it is around you. Notice feelings of unworthiness, hurt, humiliation, insignificance, feelings of being stuck or overwhelmed. Just fanning the flames of this story to justify the feelings, to justify the thoughts and the urges. Just noticing it and investigating it all with a kindness and compassion, for this is your experience in the moment as it is. Opening yourself to the experience as it is. Notice with all honesty the urges, the desires, the feelings, the wants. Notice with all honesty all you can. So when you think of this distressing event, and you want to plan how to respond in one way that would be markedly different than you might have in the past, how might you respond in a way that would be markedly different than you may have in the past? And again, our learning, our growth, is simply a series of trying things, revisiting it, evaluating it, and trying something new or modifying it, but progressive series of changes. So when you have this sort of event occur again, or now as you imagine it, how might you plan to respond to it in a way that would be markedly different than you may have in the past? Just silently in your mind's eye, come up with an idea or a few ideas how you would choose or want to respond in a way that would be markedly different than you might have in the past. Doesn't have to be right or perfect. It's just a starting spot. And the other part of P, the last step in this exercise, is to plan to respond in the most compassionate and kindest way possible to yourself. So when you think about how you could show yourself compassion and kindness, such as you would towards a friend who shared this event, how would you show yourself a little bit of compassion, a little bit of kindness? For this is your experience as it is, perhaps not as you'd want it to be, but it's your experience as it is in this moment. So the second part of P is to plan to respond in a way that shows yourself some compassion and kindness. So just quietly in your mind's eye, giving some thought to how you might do that. And again, it doesn't have to be right or perfect. It's just a step. It's a starting spot. So taking a few moments to come back to your breath. To bring yourself back by the stream. To follow your breath in and out of your body. To just allow this event, just like the leaves on the stream, to pass you by. Allow it to wash over you, to blow by, to release it like doves or butterflies, letting it go. Coming back to your breath, to center yourself. Ground yourself, noticing how you've restored calm and peace, having just revisited something that was distressing. And just as the leaves on the stream, it too can pass you by. It too you can let go of. So imagine in your way letting go of it, letting flow it up. Dissolve, disappear. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and return to the room around you.